Hello, Travis. Since we don't talk to it during the game.
Oh man, we knew that we had to come in and stop the run. We prepared for it all week, and I think we did a great job at it. I mean, he mentioned it, but we really took it upon ourselves, knowing that we had beaten the last 11 times, and we just came out and was like, man, that's it. We gotta get the Sun Devils. So we came out, and that's a great team victory.
Britton, how are you feeling to see that finish after maybe not such a great win?
My gosh, I mean, I really am overwhelmed, and it's not as much for me how we finish. It's when I came off of the sideline after that stupid play. You know, I didn't hear one negative thing from any one of my teammates. So I just appreciate that. And like like Jibo said, every victory is a team victory, and I mean, we got it done.
What was the plan on that one? Obviously, not the forward
pass. Right. Well, we knew that he was kicking it deep, so the plan was
don't spill the beans.
Hey, the plan was I catch it deep, fake like I'm gonna run up, stop right before the goal line, backwards pass to Bubba, and then he goes. And it worked in practice, but I mean,
I guess you can't use that one no more.
That was a really bad throw, and I mean, not making any excuses, it was bad.
Kenneth, to you, the running game wasn't really working for most of the game today. What did it feel like to kind of be the brunt of the offense today and really kind of carry the team?
It was cool. Credit to Travis and the whole line. I mean, Travis just had, trust in us receivers to go out there and make plays, and we just, tossed the ball up there, and we just caught the ball.
Kenny, will you take us through that touchdown catch, that circus catch
there
for you?
Oh, the touchdown one? It was just a little double move. The backer was playing outside of me. Safety was playing inside. We knew that the backer was going to fly out to the bubble screen. So I faked the slant. I ran a slant, and then I went slant go. Got behind him. Travis threw a great trajectory ball, over the dude, and I just caught him.
Travis, was the plan to go that much passing, or was it just because he couldn't run the ball?
I mean, we knew their defense was tough, but going into this game, we wanted to take shots, and we wanted to make some big plays, and we got some good plays called up, and I trusted my guys to make plays, and when the ball was in there, they made the great 50-50 plays.
Travis, you put this in perspective, being 6-0 right now?
It's huge. It's huge for this program. We're sitting right where we want to be in the Pac-12, and we just got to keep on working. And obviously, this is a great victory and great team effort. Definitely have some more challenges ahead of us, but I'm really happy with how hard we played.
Travis, did you guys talk as a team about taking control of the division race with a win, given what happened to UCLA?
Yeah, I mean, we knew going in this game what if we won, what was going to happen. So that was really something big on our mindset. We wanted to have that kind of comfortable lead, so we just wanted to make sure and that we did everything we could to win and definitely get a win over the Sun Devils. It's something we haven't done.
What was the attitude on the sideline when you fell behind in the third quarter? You guys had the trail touchdowns.
We just kept on going. Everybody was comfortable. Everyone was still confident we were going to win that game. And guys stepped up and made big plays. And just really happy with how we finished.
Travis, is on that option run to kind of fool them?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a great play. I think they knew it was coming the second time we ran it, but the first time we got it, it was wide open, and perimeter guys did a great job blocking.
Travis, Arizona State's kind of known for blitzing a lot. Did they blitz as much as you expected them to, or did they do anything that you maybe didn't see on film today?
No, I mean, they blitz pretty much every play. But I mean, our line did a great job of picking it up, and Booker did a great job of picking up the extra guys, and that's what allowed me to make the throws and be comfortable in the pocket.
Was it nice seeing Booker get that long touchdown run after really struggling to get the run going all game?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely kind of a sigh of relief, and I mean, we were negative rushing yards before that play, so I was glad we got to get back on the top end of that, but really happy for Booker that he was able to score a touchdown on that play.
Kenneth, I believe this was a career night, the yardage runs for you. To be able to do it in such an important game, what does it mean for you, and what does this win mean for Booker?
The stats is cool. I mean, that's what people love nowadays. I mean, I don't really care about it, but stats is cool. I'm just happy we got the W. I texted Travis the other day saying I wanted him to leave a legacy. I know he's in reach of that Alex Smith, most winningest record or something like that. And I just texted him, told him how great of a quarterback he was, and how I wanted him to, you know, leave a legacy that everybody would remember him by, because he gets a lot of scrutiny. So I was just, you know, putting up his confidence and making sure that, you know, he knows how great of a quarterback he is.
Ken, we saw you line up in the slot quite a bit today. Was that because of something you saw specifically on film with ASU, or is that kind of just a scheme change for you guys?
Just another big body. So, I mean, I got a hybrid type of body. I can play tight end type, you know what I mean? So, just another personnel that, you know, people have to look on film and, you know, make adjustments to.
Johnny, it seemed like the defense was a little more amped today going into this game. Was it just because of Arizona State you haven't beat them, or is there just – you guys are really starting to buy into each other even more and really just trying to get to that quarterback?
No, I think we're starting to buy in even more. And I think last game we turned it up a notch. We just want to leave off where we started. I mean, started the game when we left off at. And then Adidas just buying in, flying around, making plays, doing a 111th. And we just know the recipe. We just doing it to our best ability. Wow, I thought Hunter Dimmick and Jason Fanica and the whole D-tackle, all the D-tackle did a great job. They kept us free the whole game, and I think I won a steak dinner. So shout out to my D-line. They're the best in the country, and I really mean that.
Talk about that last tackle you had. It was that fourth and long, and you had the open field. Just, you feel confident that you can tackle anybody in open space?
Yes, sir. We do it so much. My coach Justin emphasized so much that great linebacker tackling open space. So just just that last play, I was just like, man, I got to make it. So
Johnny, the final score doesn't really indicate how close this game was going into the end. Is there something to be appreciated about a tough game where you guys are down in the fourth quarter and you got to grit it out?
Yes, sir. We knew it was going to be a fight. ASU always plays big. We just had a game. We come in and fight. That was just the recipe.
Players, Britton, special teams. You're our special teams guy. Frustrating at all? You guys, everybody's been talking about how extraordinary special teams are tonight. That was the struggle.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating for sure, because that's something that we pride ourselves on here at Utah. So, you know, it's nothing we can't fix. And I know we're going to go and evaluate things, but it was tough tonight to have that be the weakness.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thanks.